This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. The following are high school basketball scores from last night, January the 21st, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. There were no area games scheduled for the girls' teams, but a few for the boys. On the boys' side of the basketball action last night for our listening area, we had KPAC with 51, overcoming Memphis with 32. Cass City had 51 points as well, defeating Millington with 31. Dryden had 68, overcoming Mayville with 38. St. Helen Charlton Heston Academy had 61 points, beating Akron Fairgrove with 47. Kingston with 54 was ahead of Deckerville with 42. Lake Orion had 56, overtaking Lapeer with 34. Peck had 67 points, defeating Carsonville-Port Sanilac with 38. Reese, with 53 points, was 10 points ahead of Caro's 43. Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary had 55, beating the All Saints with 28. Sandusky, with 55, was just ahead of Marlette's 51. Ubley had 61 points, beating Brown City with 44. And Vassar, with 61, defeated Bad Axe last night with 57. For a complete look at your Thumb area sports scores and sports-related stories, you can go to thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. Following a crash between Colwood Road and George Road yesterday, both directions of M81 are now back open following that crash, according to the Michigan Department of Transportation. All lanes that had been blocked earlier in the day at the scene are now once again open after being cleared and processed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. We're starting off a new year with new arrivals. The first new arrival is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's an LT but packed with options. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, remote start, lane keep assist, collision detection, and more. It's in great shape with only 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you need something with four-wheel drive and less than $15,000, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has cloth and leather seats, a heated steering wheel, remote start, plus Bluetooth and a backup camera. It has a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine and 94,000 miles. We're asking $13,780. I also have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's very low mileage for the year, with only 86,000 miles, and in great shape. It has heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, towing package, and can be flat towed if you put it behind a camper. Powered by a 3.2 V6 engine, and I'm asking $13,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2011 Buick LeCern CXL. It's in great shape with only 101,000 miles, which is very low for the year, and has memory leather seats that are heated, a heated steering wheel, and remote start. Equipped with a 3.9 V6 engine, we're asking just $89.80.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. Yesterday, January the 21st of 2026, Thumb Broadcasting was on the site following a two-vehicle accident on North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. First responders, as well as a tow truck, were on the site as well. A white Pontiac had to be removed from the side of the road by the tow crews. No injuries were reported at the time of writing this article, and WLEW and WHST will keep you updated on the story as more information becomes available. And another news, the Michigan Craft Beverage Council, also known as the MCBC, announced that it has awarded $439,460 of research and education grants to further strengthen Michigan's world-renowned craft beer, wine, spirits, and hard cider industries. Tim Boring, director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, as well as the chairman of the MCBC, is quoted as saying, "Michigan's craft beverage industry is one of the most dynamic and diverse in the nation, and we plan to keep it that way. These grants will help boost production of Michigan-grown craft beverage inputs, promote sustainable agriculture, encourage innovation, and propel growth in the craft beverage industry." Since 2019, the MCBC has awarded nearly $3 million in research and education grants in order to help strengthen Michigan's craft beverage industry. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.